Thank you for listening to this message from Valley Bible Fellowship. It is our sincere prayer that you're richly blessed through the ministry of the Word. For more information about VBF, visit our website at vbf.org.
It gives me great pleasure to honor our special guest today. It's Charlie Ward. He's an athlete in both basketball and football. He would spend his career in the spotlight as a Heisman Trophy winner. He was in the MLB draft pick, College Football Hall of Fame, 11 seasons in the NBA. He played for the Knicks, the Spurs, the Rockets, and more. But more important than all that, he has a love for the Lord. He has a love for Jesus, yeah. And it's his principles of integrity, hard work, faith in God. Please help me to welcome Charlie Ward.
Thanks. Pastor Hector, y'all give it up, Pastor Hector. The first service I was calling Pastor Hector, Pastor Jose. So I had to apologize to him for calling the wrong name, but he was like, all right, well, it's a ha. So I was in the right area code. But I appreciate you all having me here at VBF, right? Is that what you all call it? VBF? And I'm from Tallahassee, Florida. How many of you all know where Tallahassee is? That's a really, 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 really long ways from here. It is. It's the capital of Florida. So if you ever down that way in Florida, stop by and check us out. I coach high school basketball, and I've been married for 27 years to my lovely bride, Tanja. She's from a big city called Atlanta. How many of y'all know where Atlanta is? Yes, everyone knows where Atlanta is. And we have three beautiful kids, Caleb, Hope, and Joshua. Yes, all those are biblical names, and the reason we named them that is so when we talk to them, we can let them know that the Lord is with them. And so those are all biblical names. And so every time we speak to them, we think about Caleb and Joshua. They went to the promised land to seek it out, to come back with a great report. And then when we talk about hope, we have hope all the time. So we say hope. We got hope. Where's hope? We love hope. And so it is very, very important that we named our kids after something that was of the Lord. As I mentioned, I coach high school basketball. And back in 2021, I had one of my very best teams. I had a lot of talented guys. And throughout the regular season, we went 19-1. At one point, we won like 10 to 15 games straight at the end of the season. And our first playoff game was against a team that didn't have as much talent as we did, but they were well coached, they played hard, and they played together. And so we ended up losing in the first round of the playoffs. So we ended up 19-2 that year. Our motto for that year was Chasing 32. 32 was if we got to 32 games in a year, that meant that we were in the championship game. And so that was our motto. And when we didn't achieve our goal that season, the Lord spoke to me and said, go seek out the land. And so I put together a field trip for our team to go to the state championship game to see where we wanted to be, because we didn't make it that year. And so the next season rolls around. We had three of our better players coming back to the team. During the course of the summer or that spring, one of our better players decided that he wanted to take a different route. He wanted to go and play at OTE, which was for his senior year, which is a professional high school league or team, and that was his choice. And so we had to look at it and see one of our better players leaving. But the Lord said, hey, that may be an obstacle that you have to work around. So the next year rolls around. Our motto is still chasing 32. That's our goal, is to get to the championship game. And we go through our season. We have one of our better seasons. However, during the course of that season, we lost quite a few games. We lost 7 games in the year during that season. And the playoffs rolled around. We're at 7 losses. So we go through the playoffs. We win the first game. We win the second game. And we get to the third game, and we're playing a number one seed in our region to get to the Final Four. And so we go on the road, and we take care of business. We ended up winning by 4 points, which was a tough game. And we are where we started 1 year before. We get to the playoffs, the championship, the Final Four. We win the first game by 1 point. And then we win the second game by 2 points, which gave us opportunity to say that we were state champions. And so when it's all said and done in life, sometimes you have to go and see the vision. You have to go and see where you want to go. And so today, I want to talk about a faith that produces results. A faith that produces results. Psalms 37, 3 and 7 says, will y'all read with me the highlighted portions. Trust in the Lord. This is audience participation. All right. You're going to read the highlighted portions with me. All right, ready? Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous, your vindication like the noonday sun. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. So today, we're going to talk about we have to take steps of faith before we can leap. How many of y'all know what that picture is? In a track? It's a long jump pit, or it's a pit. All right, and so our son Caleb was a triple jumper and a long jumper in high school. And one of the things that he did before he jumped into the sand, he had to count his steps. And so sometimes when he counted his steps, they may have been a little off, because once he hit the board, he had to figure out how far he jumped. If he hit the board just right, that means he can go a little bit further. If he hits it the wrong way, then that means he's going to be a little bit short. And so in life for us, our steps is our journey. So we have many great examples of men and women in the Bible showing great faith in our Heavenly Father, no matter their situation. Job, Esther, and Abraham are just to name a few. I am going to talk about Joseph, which is an inspiration to all believers in how he stayed the course with the Lord no matter what happened in his life. So we got four key steps to Joseph reaching his destiny. The first one is Joseph was favored by God. How many of us as believers understand and know that we are favored by God? Sometimes we forget because we have a lot of things in our way. But Joseph understood that he was chosen and given a specific role to play in the kingdom of God. Joseph was chosen by God to play a significant role in the history of Egypt. He was given a gift to be a dreamer and a visionary that gave him a glimpse of his destiny. And he believed in God's plan for his life. Joseph worked to please God in a way he went about his business, and he found favor with all the leaders. However, we need to be ready for the sabotage when others see that favor on our lives. How do we handle that sabotage? One of the things we got to do is we got to start with conviction. We got to start with conviction. When we're going and we're doing the work of the Lord and we're doing all necessary things like Joseph was doing, he got to a certain point. Every single time, there was somebody in his way. If it wasn't his brother, it was Potiphar's wife. If it wasn't Potiphar's wife, it was the cupbearer and the baker. But one thing that we understand and have to understand and know, who gave us the favor. And Joseph never forgot because he continued to please God by the way he went about his business. He continued to work. He continued to do the right things for the right reasons. And so when he kept getting knocked down, he kept getting back up. So we have to start with conviction. The next thing to get through when we understand about favor, we have to stay calm. We have to stay connected to those that may have knocked us down. And we have to stay the course. So you see on the screen, me with the Heisman Trophy. How many of y'all want to know what the Heisman Trophy is? Anyone? Yeah, I see I got a few people, yes. Well, the Heisman Trophy is supposed to be the best player in college football. That's always debatable on whether it's true or not, but it is what it is. And your name get called, you're in that room. And so I was grateful to be able to win the Heisman Trophy. But one of the things that a lot of people don't see is when I got to college, I wasn't the quarterback. I was the punter. How many of y'all know what the punter is? Now, those are two different positions and totally opposite because not very many people know who the punter is, but everybody knows who the quarterback is. And so that's where I started as a freshman. I started as a punter. My next year, I went out and played basketball. I was the backup on the basketball team. But my goal was every single time, just like Joseph, every single time I got an opportunity, I wanted to be the best that I could be. Why? Because I wanted to please God with everything that I did. And so when we work to please God with everything that we do, he will give us, he will elevate us to that status or the level where we're trying to go. And so I went from the backup, my first year in basketball, to being the starter by the end of the year because the coaches saw something in me to elevate me into that starting role. Very similar to Joseph. The second key is he was prepared through trials. Joseph faced many challenges in his journey to becoming an overseer. He was sold into slavery by his jealous brothers, falsely accused of a crime, and promised that he would be remembered while in prison. However, these trials refine his character and strengthen his faith in God. Just remember that obstacles or detours are temporary barriers before you get to your destination. I'll say it again. Obstacles and detours are temporary barriers before you get to your destination. So we have to make sure that we follow the signs and allow our GPS to redirect us. Now, we do that all the time, right? When there's a detour, do we keep going or do we follow the signs? When we have our GPS on, like how many of y'all are like me? You put the GPS to go everywhere. Now, even if you're going back to your house and you even know where you're going, you put the GPS on just because you want to know how far you got. And so all those things, we got to understand and know that God is our GPS. We have to continue to move forward. Let him redirect us, but we got to make sure that we continue to move forward and listen to where he has us going. We have to allow our trials to refine our faith and character by trusting God is using it to help us grow. Whatever obstacle you're going through or challenge you're going through, we have to allow that to understand and know that God is trying to help us grow. The third key is he persevered through faith. Despite the setbacks and challenges he faced, Joseph never lost sight or faith in God. Joseph never lost faith in God. He remained committed to doing what was right. He remained committed to doing what was right. He remained committed to doing what was right, even when it was difficult, and trusted that God would eventually fulfill his promise. I'm a big believer that God will always honor our heart's desire when we serve him. Now, a lot of times, when we go about doing the right thing, we don't always get the results that we want. But just like Joseph, we have to understand that doing the right thing, God will elevate and push us to where we're trying to get to in the right season. And so it may take some time. When I talk about me winning the Heisman, it took me 3 years before I got an opportunity to play quarterback. And then when I played quarterback, I had some setbacks. I had 13 interceptions in 4 games. That's not a good ratio. 13 in 4 games. And so there were setbacks. I would come to a football game and I threw an interception and I got booed at home. How many of y'all have ever walked into your house and you've had a bad day and your wife or your family comes in and boo you? Now, you don't feel good if that's the case and you had a bad day, because sometimes we have bad days. But we want people to encourage us, especially if we're at home. But that wasn't the case for me. And so Joseph was very similar. He was in situations where he was doing all the right things because God continued to elevate him into places regardless of where he went. They got thrown in prison. They put him over the prison. He went to Potiphar's house. He made him second in charge over all the things. Not because of how he looked, because of the way he lived his life. He went about his business. He could be trusted. Joseph, time after time, was sent to places he didn't deserve, and he had to continue to fight the mental hurdles to trust God by treating people with respect and waiting patiently for his heavenly Father to elevate him to a place of great influence. We all have mental hurdles that we have to overcome. And hopefully you take those to the Lord first, to a trusted counselor second, and then learn from your hurdles that you overcome to be able to share with others. Because it's very, very important that we learn. When we learn, we share with others, because that can help someone else grow. I had a roommate, Warwick Dunn. You may not know Warwick. If you get a chance, Google him. He's doing great things now with his foundation. He gives, he helps single moms with their first home. And I think he's currently at like 230 homes since he started his Holidays for the Homes giveaways. And Warwick, if you don't know his story, his mom was killed his senior year in high school. I'll say it again. Warwick's mom was killed. She was a police officer. She was killed working a second job because she was a single mom. And so Warwick had to get over some mental hurdles. And I was grateful that I was there for him his freshman year in college. Of course, it built a relationship for us, and we've been friends since that time. It's been a long time, like 30 years now. But Warwick had a lot of mental hurdles. He was the oldest out of five, and he felt the burden that he had to take on the mother role, the father role, and being able to oversee all of his brothers to make sure that they were doing okay. And of course, many of y'all, or some of y'all, may have been in that situation or may be in that situation today. And so when we talk about persevering through our faith, we have to make sure that we have people in our lives that's going to help pour into us. Pray for that right person or people that's going to help pour into our lives, because when we start looking at the situation that we're in, we will get depressed, because it's going to be bigger than us. And so Warwick, we were able to help him. He had all the other, the lawyers and the counselors and everyone there for him, but Warwick had to make a choice, just like we have to make choices in our lives on whether we're going to allow our situation to deter us from getting to where God wants us to get to. And so we have to make a choice. And so it's important that we all understand that Warwick was able to overcome to be able to help someone else. And so I'm a big believer that when you're going through something challenging in your life, find somebody to help, because you will find that someone else is worse off. You may not think it, but you can see we all have challenges in our lives that we have to overcome. God wants to help us through it. The fourth key is Joseph forgave his brothers. When Joseph was finally in a position of power and authority in Egypt, he had the opportunity to seek revenge on his brothers who had betrayed him, and also Potiphar and his wife for not giving him due process when the wife lied on him. However, he chose to forgive. He chose to forgive. He chose to forgive them and even used his position to provide for them during the famine. As I talked about a little bit earlier, just a few minutes ago, Warwick, he had a choice. And it took him a little while before he could get to a place of forgiveness. But when he told me he went to the jail to meet his mom's killers, he said the weight that was on him left. Amen. So we all have choices to make, especially when we are in a compromising situation and we have to make the right decision, but we still find ourselves having to defend our character and name for something we didn't do. We have to trust that God will give us peace. We have to trust that God will give us peace. We have to trust that God will give us peace when we forgive others, because unforgiveness turns into resentment and bitterness, which leads to depression, anger, and a hardened heart. So in closing, Joseph's journey to using his favor to step into his destiny was marked by faith and preparation, perseverance through trials, forgiveness of those who wronged him. Through it all, God's plan for his life and ours was ultimately fulfilled, and he became a powerful instrument of God's mercy and provision for his people. The stairway to your destination may look long and hard, but God wants his hand and keep, God wants you to take his hand and keep walking no matter what happens along the way. So my challenge to you and encouragement to you is, don't stop moving forward. Keep trusting God. Don't stop moving forward. Keep trusting God. When you don't know where you're going, keep trusting that God's going to direct you. I talked about earlier about me throwing 13 interceptions in 4 games, and I looked at that stairway that you just saw, that long stairway. Our football stadium at Florida State, there's 85 steps. One strength and conditioning coach called it 85 to glory, because it was a long way up and a long way down. And so 13 interceptions, every time we had a missed assignment or a turnover, we had to run that stadium. But what I didn't say was every single turnover or missed assignment was like 5 stadiums. That's up and down is 1. And so every single time I kept going up, I said 13. Y'all do the math. It's a lot of stadiums, 85 steps. But every single time I went up, I was thanking the Lord for getting down. And I was like, man, Lord, please help me get back up. Keep me moving. Keep my arms pumping. Keep my legs moving, even when I can't feel them. We're going to be in that situation sometimes. Somebody's in that situation today. But what God wants us to do is don't stop moving. Keep moving forward and trust that God's going to continue to walk us, move us, place us, direct us in the right place. And so I just want to encourage you all with that. Don't stop moving forward. Keep trusting God. May God bless you and have a great week walking in the favor of the Lord. Thank you, guys, for having me. And y'all have a great, great week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
Appreciate you. Pastor Hector, I got it right this time, right?
Appreciate you, too.
I forgot to talk about my Laker
Hey, that's Laker purple, isn't it? Because this is Laker country a little bit.
Yeah, that's what they tell me, so.
Thank you for your ministry. Love it.
Kobe.
Love
thank
it.
You.
I'd like to go ahead and call the prayer team up. Prayer teams, you come up, and if you have prayer needs, please don't rush out of here. Kind of hang out a little bit. I know we get busy. Just maybe set aside that pride a little bit. These are people that want to pray for you. We love you. And in the thing with the born again thing, I just want to share this. America has distorted that word belief. They've kind of called it, I believe, and it's only a mental assent. The real belief is when you believe with your heart. And there's an 18-inch difference between the distance between your brain and your heart. Don't let 18 inches keep you from God. Don't let it, you know, what does the Bible say? If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So I don't want to assume that everybody's born again. And if God is kind of like telling you that you're not or you're not sure, come up. We want to put a Bible in your hand. We want to pray for you. So let's go ahead and pray out. Did you guys like that today? Amen. Good. Lord, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for Charlie's ministry today, that message about Joseph. And Joseph had so much favor. And he was able, Lord, to trust you despite the circumstances. He persevered. He had the faith to persevere through trials. He was prepared by God. And most importantly, he forgave. Those guys didn't deserve it, but he forgave his brothers. And so I pray, Lord, thank you, Lord. Help us to apply this message to our lives today. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. We pray that this message has ministered to your heart. If you don't already have a church you call home, we invite you to join us at Valley Bible Fellowship for worship, Bible study, fellowship, and more. We're at 2300 East Brundage Lane in Bakersfield, California, near Mount Vernon and Freeway 58. Reach us by phone at 661-325-2251 or visit our website at vbf.org. Here is our King.